Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Liddell.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. No Kat this week because she had some complications with the computer there, so she wasn't able to get in with us here on this one. And when the cat's away, Bruce gets to play, so that's all right. I hope you all had a great weekend this last weekend. That was the Art on the Coast was going on. Junior and I went down there for a minute and checked it out. And so Tiger Lily, meow, was up on the stage playing. There was lots of vendors and looked like a successful event went on this weekend. And the weather was beautiful, so it's good pirate weather, yeah, because that's what's coming up this next week. I'll be talking about it later in the show, but yeah, this week. And coming up would be the Pirate Festival. We've just had nothing but events after events after events, so plenty of stuff to do in the Brookings area through June through September, that's for sure. But yeah, Art on the Coast, they made their first debut, like I said, and that's nice. It looked really good down there, and yeah, hopefully they had great success. And I hope you all got out and enjoyed it, and I hope to see you all out there this next weekend, and there's plenty of stuff going on, like I said, so I'm going to get going on with this show. Before we get going, I'd like to thank Trike City Dispensary, the Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways, and Just the Jeweler for sponsoring the Insider Report. And if you'd like to sponsor the Insider Report or one of the other fine shows we have out there, all you got to do is go to kciw.org and you will be on your way. All right. Well, hey, everybody, today we got a guest on the show. You know, Brother Dave King from the Oregon South Coast Fishermen. How you doing, buddy? Out there in the water, I see our man on the boat.
Yeah. Hey, Bruce. How's it going? Yeah, we're outside off Thomas Creek Bridge fishing for halibut on the High Hopes boat. It's awesome. So with some of our club members trying to catch a halibut today.
Just for the halibut, huh?
Yeah, just for the halibut. I'm hoping you're going to bring us luck and I can go fish on as we're talking here in a moment.
Right on. That'd be great. So what is the report going on? What is happening? You're out there on the scene. What is going on out there?
Well, it's a beautiful day on the ocean. I mean, if you're going to go out, today's one of the days you'd want to choose. It's absolutely flat and gorgeous. As far as the ocean goes, the elusive salmon, it hasn't been a very productive salmon season thus far out of Brookings. Early on, we got some silvers and a few Chinook early in the season, but we only have until August 21st, and then the Chinook and silver season will close. So hopefully we'll be able to get some salmon before the closure there. But bottom fishing is still pretty hot and heavy. You can get your 5 bottom fish, 2 ling cod, 1 cabazon. So that's still going. But there is the rumor tuna talk is going on today.
Oh, tuna talk. Yeah, that's what I heard.
So we're hoping that they get close enough that we'll be able to have a shot this week to go out and get some albacore tuna. So we'll keep you posted on that event. Other than that, just fishing away for halibut today, and I'll try for some halibut and salmon tomorrow because it's also a nice day in
right
the ocean.
Oh, right. So, what about upriver? Anything going on upriver?
Checo, not yet. I mean, that'll be probably late August, early September, where you'll have some Chinook poking their head in there, but the Rogue River's producing some fish right now. So there've been quite a few. If you have had a chance to go to the Rogue, you'll see a couple hundred boats battling for the elusive salmon there. But
right.
That's happening.
Right on, right on. So you got a meeting going on or anything? I know you're out there.
Let's see. I've got a board meeting on Tuesday, which is tomorrow. But our club meeting will be the following Wednesday. And it'll be at 5:30 at the Checo Library.
Right on.
That's what's coming up for us. And I know you're busy. You got the Pirate Festival coming.
Yeah, and of course tuna season always hits on the Pirate Festival weekend.
That
so everybody it goes hand in hand. Yep. Maybe one of those will slide my way when somebody's walking through. But yeah, it's I always like seeing them load up and everything coming in. Like what do they get, like 40 or something like that? What was it last year? They could get unbelievable.
You get 25 per person.
25
per
person.
That doesn't happen very often. No.
Oh, okay. I've seen some bucket loads coming in, man.
Oh, yeah. I remember walking by with, I think, a wheelbarrow in the Pirate Festival.
Yeah, that's it. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. Cool. Well, thanks a lot. Always cool to hear from you. That's Dave Keene from the Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways. He's out, the man on the water out there a few miles out, a couple miles up and a few miles out. That's it right there. So
right on.
Good luck there, brother. Have a happy day fishing.
Thanks, Bruce. Talk to you soon.
All right. All right, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. So, hey, we're going to just jump right into it here, full speed ahead. Anyways, it's time for the music schedule for August. We start off with Rat Brush is going on Wednesdays and Saturdays at the Harbors Farmers Market from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. On the 19th, he'll be at the Brookings Elks Lodge with his band Jurassic Country from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then we got Black GTO on the 13th. They'll be at the 101 Bar and Grill, 9 p.m. And on the 19th, they'll be at the Inateca. And then the Bloodline Band will be playing on the 13th. They'll be at the Fat Irish Pub. This is an evening show from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Mike Powell will be playing on the 101. They sent a thing out saying they got canceled until further notice on the steak nights there at the 101, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. that he used to play. Just let everybody know that. And they switched over to doing hot dogs and hamburgers at the 101 on Mondays. And then on the 19th, Mike Powell will be at Checo Brewing, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. P.A. and T. Roy will be playing on the 19th at Misty Mountain Brewing from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Don Beckner will be Saturdays at the Harbors Farmers Market from noon to 2. Bob Tiernan, he'll be Saturdays at Zola's by the Water from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. The Italian guys, forget about it. They're at the Tortuga Mexican Restaurant on the 13th, the 19th, the 26th, and the 27th, 6 p.m. The Mighty Steelheads will be playing on the 12th at Inateca at 8 p.m. And Chris Capitano plays Fridays at Zola's by the Water from 5 to 8 p.m. Let's see, we got quite a bit of music going on here. Stephanie Latour and the Reverbs, they're playing, of course, at the Pirates of the Pacific Festival on the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th. On the 13th, they will also be at Lucky 7 Casino at 9 p.m. And on the 27th, they'll be at Mr. Ed's Underground Pub in Port Orford at 7 p.m. Misty Mountain Brewing has music from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. On the 10th, Mr. David Clark. On the 17th, Mike Schmidt. On the 19th, P.A. and T. Roy. And on the 24th, Cisco and Daltrey. And then at the 101 a Bar and Grill, once again on the 13th, they'll have Black GTO at 9 p.m. Tortuga Mexican Restaurant, of course, will be featuring the Italian guys on the 13th, the 19th, the 26th, 27th at 6 p.m. And Disturbing the Peace will be playing at the Lucky 7 Casino on the 12th at 9 p.m. And last but not least, we've got the Inateca with the Mighty Steelheads on the 12th at 8 p.m. And on the 19th, Black GTO at 9 p.m. That's it for the music schedule. A whole bunch of that going on. And then we're just going to slide into some quotes from famous people with Cousin Bruce. Hey, well, here are a few quotes, being as it's going to be, it's pirate season this week. Here are a few quotes from famous pirates. "I am sorry to see you here, but if you had fought like a man, you'd need to be hanged like a dog." That was from Captain Ann Bonny. And from Captain Bartholomew Black Bart Roberts, he says, "In an honest service, there is thin commons, low wages, and hard labor. As a pirate, plenty and satisfaction, pleasure and ease, liberty and power." And then from Captain Madame Ching, "Under the leadership of man, you have all chosen to flee. We shall see how you prove yourselves under the hand of a woman." Very good, very good. She was a very successful pirate back in the day. And last, but not least, the final words of Captain Kidd before he was hung as a pirate. "I have nothing to say except that I have been sworn against by perjured and wicked people." Yeah, he was innocent all the way, I guarantee it. Hope you enjoyed this week's quotes with Cousin Bruce from Famous Pirates. Till next week, hey, have a great one. Arr. Here we go. All right, on with the meat and potatoes here. Let's get going. The Checo Community Library, located at 405 Alder Street in Brookings, is presenting on Tuesday, August 9th, author visit with Mark Yankinelli. Mark Yankinelli, author of Between the Listening and the Telling, will be coming to the library to discuss spiritual reflection, social commentary, and practical examples of how story connects us to ourselves, one another, and the wondrous mystery of life itself. On Thursday the 11th, 3 p.m., Introduction to Urban Permaculture with Ken Dauberpool. Anyone interested in exploring the possibilities of growing food where you live, from sprouting, container gardening, to creating a food forest, should come by and meet with Ken Daubert pool for this talk. And then on Monday the 15th, Spice World bags are back. Due to speaker events, this month's Spice bags will be pushed back 1 week to the 15th of August. As usual, this month's bag will contain a new spice and suggested recipes on how to use it. Then on Tuesday the 16th at 4 p.m., Spice World discussion. On the Tuesday following Spice Bag Day, Eric Dongelmans will hold a short discussion on the spice of the month and the region it comes from, why he chose that spice, and often sharing anecdotes from his time traveling or stories he learned from being a global studies student. And then, of course, on August 25th, they got, at 4 p.m., the Lego Club. Bring your kiddos to join in building and creating with our Lego Club. All right, Kat got back on, so welcome back to Kat, and I'll get this going. Kat, thanks for coming on back in here.
I'm live.
Yeah, I'm glad you got that, yeah. We'll just get going on with the show. Cool beans. Mm-hmm. Hey, Brookings Harbor Bodacious Bazaar. The bazaar is running all the way through September. It's the second and fourth Saturdays a month, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., except for coming up, we got the Pirates of the Pacific Festival this next weekend. Then it'll be on once again on the 27th, and it'll be on the 10th and the 24th. Vendors, beer gardens, and open jam with the Spence Brothers and friends. So, yep, look forward to seeing everybody out there.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. G'day, Kat. G'day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know, being it's Pirate Week, that a parrot solved a murder case? It's true. And here's the story. On July 12th, 1942, Max Geller, owner of the Green Parrot Bar and Grill on 3rd Avenue and 100th Street, was shot to death in his small restaurant by a lone gunman. None of the restaurant's patrons could, or would, identify the killer, and the police had no clues. Well, months passed, and finally a breakthrough. Geller had kept a real parrot in his restaurant, and a detective learned that the bird was trained to call regular customers by name. Witnesses had said that the bird screeched, "Robber, robber, robber," as his owner was shot. The detective, however, had a hunch that the parrot was actually repeating Robert, Robert, Robert. So suspicion focused on a man named Robert Butler, who was 28, who had left Manhattan shortly after the shooting. Cops located Butler, a former taxi driver in Maryland, where he confessed to shooting Geller in a drunken rage, all because Geller refused to serve him any more liquor. Well, as it goes, dead men may not tell tales, but parrots do. Hope you enjoyed this week's Bitter Weird History with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Till next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. Yeah, there you go.
Parrots.
Them parrots. I'll tell you. Good. You imagine smart that creatures. A parrot. And then, well, and I got to give parrots some credit. It's not the first one. Apparently, or that was one of the first ones, because apparently there's like four or five cases of parrot even recently, like I think 2014 or something. Mm-hmm. You know, taking down some criminals. Yeah, getting their names and everything.
Serving as witnesses. Yeah,
serving as witnesses. Like, who go to think, you know, who to thunk.
All right. Fun stuff. Hey, yeah. The Tom Moody Art Exhibit is having an opening reception. The Manly Art Center announces the opening reception for the August Art Exhibit, held Saturday, August 13th from 3 to 6 at the Manly Art Center. That's located at 433 Oak Street in Brookings. This exhibit, on display from the 1st of August through September 3rd, features the eclectic art of Tom Moody. Tom occasionally uses watercolors, carving, colored pencil, pen and ink, or alcohol ink in his work. His primary medium today is acrylics. Most importantly, he often uses those acrylics to create paintings with surprising surreal imagery. The rest of the exhibit will be filled out with a variety of art created by the Manly Art Center members. Proceeds from the sale of artwork are shared between the artists and the Manly Art Center.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. Yeah, and hey, the Checo Activity Center, they're located at 550 Checo Avenue in Brookings. They're doing a pirate pre-party. Oh, that's so good. On the 11th at 2 p.m., pre-pirate festival kickoff party for the Pirates of the Pacific Festival. They say to join them at the Checo Activity Center for some pre-pirate fun and mayhem. Pirate costume contest, raffle prizes, Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean on the big screen. There'll be popcorn, soda, snacks, and baked goods for sale. Oh, and they say BYOB, your own rum, if you so desire. And then vendors, there'll be live music. And entry to this event is free. Your donations, however, are greatly appreciated. If you're interested in volunteering or making prize donations for this event, you can contact them at 541-469-6822 and ask for Carol or Rita. There we go. A little pre-party. A little pre-party for us. I like that. Yeah. A little love being spread.
Joy of joys. The Curry Health Foundation and Curry Health Network are having a Golf 4 Health Tournament at Salmon Run Golf Course. And that's on the 13th of August. Registration is at 8 a.m. They tee off at 9 a.m. It's a $100 entry fee per person. This will include the cart, breakfast, and a barbecue lunch. There will be door prizes, awards, and tee prizes. All proceeds support health and wellness in Curry County. For registration or information, you can contact Leslie at 541-373-3015.
Yeah, very cool. Sit there and change it to another date. I will make sure and be there, because I said pirates like to golf too, you know. So very cool. Hey, and here it comes. The Insider of Southern Oregon and West Coast Adventures presents the 11th Annual Pirates of the Pacific Festival. It'd be the 10th anniversary, part two. It's all the mayhem starts on the 12th at noon to 8 p.m., on the 13th, 10 to 8 p.m., and on the 14th, 10 to 5 p.m. It's 3 days of pirate mayhem at the Port of Brookings Harbor Boardwalk. Live music, kids' activities, 70 vendors, food vendors included, mermaids, reenactors complete with cannons, and of course, lots of pirates. Ah, yes. And Cat will be there too. Yes, indeedy.
Sometimes I make an appearance.
Yeah, yeah, you'll be there helping out at the old pub.
Oh, yeah. And the Summer Concerts in the Park series at Azalea Park is continuing and presenting on August 14th. That's a Sunday at 1 p.m. AJ Lee and Blue Summit. That's Americana and Indie Bluegrass. AJ Lee and Blue Summit made their first appearance in Santa Cruz in 2015. Led by singer, songwriter, and mandolinist AJ Lee, the bluegrass band has performed all over the world but finds home in California's Bay Area. In 2019, they released their debut album, Like I Used To. And then on the 21st of August, again a Sunday at 1 o'clock, they're going to be hosting Gator Nation. That's formerly Gator Beat, and they've been playing dances and festivals on the West Coast for 20 years. They specialize in their own brand of South Louisiana music. It combines traditional Cajun, Zydeco, and New Orleans R&B. Most notable are the original creations, giving the band their reputation as unforgettable, a band with a beat that bites. The flavor is always spicy, like a good gumbo and bound to please.
Yeehaw! Yeah, sounds like good stuff guaranteed. Hey, and Elk Valley Casino is presenting Space Oddity. This is David Brighton's tribute to David Bowie on the 20th. Doors open at 7 p.m. Show starts at 8 p.m. Experience Bowie's miraculous transformation from space-aged rock idol to polished mainstream media star. And the timeless classics that forever changed the face of pop culture. With David Brighton's salute to the most electrifying performer of our time. That's right. There we go.
And there's another golf fundraiser coming up. This time it's the second annual Remax Coast and Country Charity Classic for Caitlin's Cause. This is also at Salmon Run Golf Course. It takes place on the 26th and 27th of August from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. Remax Coast and Country is proud to announce their partnership with Caitlin's Cause, a local nonprofit and 501c3 that partners with Dornbecker Children's Hospital to purchase gifts for sick children. Together at Salmon Run Golf Course, they will be hosting the second annual Remax Coast and Country Charity Classic. This best ball tournament will be played in two-person teams to raise money for Caitlin's Cause. There's going to be a practice round on the 26th. On the 27th, the best ball tournament will be played in two-person teams, again to raise money for that cause. And if you're interested in playing or donating, you can visit their website at www.kccharityclassic.com.
Yes, indeed. Hey, art at the Port of Brookings Harbor is still going on. You can see all the fine artworks from local artists along the boardwalk until September 11th. Yes, indeed.
I've seen a lot of them.
Yeah, I've seen them all.
Yeah. And the Brookings MS Self-Help Support Group, a conversation and support group for people living with MS, that's multiple sclerosis, You can join others living with MS to talk, share experiences of successfully living and coping daily with MS. You can share information and resources in a positive atmosphere. Topics focus on areas of interest to the group members. This group is for people with MS or family, friends, and caregivers. And they'd like you to reach out prior to attending. You can send an email to audreyms18@aol.com. You can also find their Facebook group. It's MS Walk and Rollers. Meetings take place on the second Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. at the Checo Community Public Library Annex Building. That's the little house across the street from the main library at 402 Alder Street in Brookings.
Very cool, very cool. Yes, and Del Norte Community Wellness Program, located at 550 East Washington Boulevard in Crescent City, is presenting Summer Sprout Scouts Garden Science for Kids. This is every Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. until August 19th, so it'll be ended next week. Free weekly garden-based education program held outdoors. Summer Sprouts program encourages a healthy and active lifestyle through exploring, gardening, healthy foods, beneficial bugs, fun movement, mindful crafts, and more. You can contact Holly Harrison at 707-465-1988, extension 6237.
And the Downtown Divas are presenting a Farmers and Artisans Downtown Market. This is going to be happening at Front and K Street in Crescent City. It's taking place every Wednesday through October. It runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yes, indeed. And hey, Bereaved Parents Northwest Coast monthly grief meetings are happening the first Tuesday of every month at the Brookings Event Center, located at 800 Checo Avenue, Unit B, from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. This is between Feather Your Nest and Tangles Hair Salon. If you need info, you can contact Chris at 541-251-2191, Michelle at 541-251-1202, or Don, 541-297-4694.
And Danaka is presenting the Patriotic Spirit Multimedia Art Exhibit. Danaka's Art in Public Places program is presenting a multimedia exhibit by local artists featuring the theme Patriotic Spirit. This exhibit features photography, acrylic paintings, and other forms of visual art. This exhibit is on display through September 29th. It's on the second floor mezzanine of the Crescent City Airport. That's at 1650 Dale Rupert Road in Crescent City. This exhibit can be viewed during the airport's terminal hours. That's 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekdays, 6 to 10 a.m. and 5 to 8 p.m. on Saturdays, and 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, you can contact Danaka at 707-464-1336 or send an email to office@danaka.net.
Yeah, you just don't want a random show up, that's for sure. Better check them times. Hey, and Danaka is also presenting Art from the Inside 7. Del Norte Association for Cultural Awareness is now displaying the 7th Annual Arts in Corrections exhibit entitled Art from the Inside 7 at the Del Norte County Courthouse, located at 458 Street in Crescent City. The exhibit will remain on display through August 11th, so yeah, that's coming up this next week. There's one more week here, that's it. The exhibit, part of Danaka's Art in Public Places program, will feature artworks created in visual arts workshops held at Pelican Bay State Prison. Varying experience levels and techniques will be on display at this exhibit. Very cool there.
All right. And, yeah, of course, we have the community kitchen schedule here. It's taking place Mondays at St. Timothy's from 9 to 11 for breakfast. And then Tuesdays at Trinity Lutheran, lunches at noon. Wednesdays, it's a noon lunch at the Star of the Sea Catholic Church. On Thursdays, the Presbyterian Church hosts lunch at noon. On Fridays and Saturdays, St. Timothy's hosts a lunch, again at noon. And on Sundays, it's St. Timothy's once again for dinner at 4 p.m. St. Timothy's Outreach Clinic, in partnership with Coast Community Health Center, now in Brookings, are announcing COVID-19 testing and vaccinations at a new location. And that's at 648 Checo Avenue in Brookings. Testing takes place on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from noon to 3 p.m. They do vaccinations on Saturdays from 12 to 3 p.m. And for more information, you can contact St. Timothy's at 541-469-3314 or call Coast Community Health Center. That's 541-347-2529, extension 151.
Yep, and then, of course, this weekend coming up, I just got it last night, the second Saturday Art Walk in Brookings is happening from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. this next Saturday, featuring local participating merchants and art galleries that include Manly Art Center, Ambiance by the Sea, Brian Scott Gallery, Forecastle Fine Art Gallery, and Kim's Garden Party. Well, that is it. I'm going to give a shout out to support local businesses. Remember to always shop local. We got no more info, Kat, so... We made it through another one alive.
So, we did.
There we go. That's right. And then, of course, Pirates of the Pacific Festival. And if you're not there and you just happen to get your windows rattled by some cannon fire, don't worry about it. It's just some pirates having fun. And that's it. We got no more. Want to give a shout out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss and Tom, for all the great work making us look and sound good on the radio. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to this week's Insider Report. Please make sure to tune in on a daily basis to KCIW 100.7 FM and listen to all the fine shows that they have to offer. You can also listen to the other podcasts, including Insider Report, by going to kciw.org. And make sure to check out the Magical Musical History Tour this week as we get into the Pirates of the Pacific Festival mood with some pirate music part two. See days and times by going to kciw.org and checking out the weekly schedule. Until next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Liddell.
Signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey,
we'll see you out there. Bam!
Oh my gosh. Talk about playing.
Better late than never.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.